presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Right.
Thanks to Julia's really good charm roll on you.
Oh, she is trouble. I think she needs to get fired from this mission. She's impetuous and...
I thought we left Mr. Farkas back at the farm working on the... So Mr. Farkas...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Professor Farkas is... Well, that's right, I charmed him into staying behind.
Staying. I was like, I'm not going to make that choice, but if you want to roll for it...
And using his vast knowledge to improve the speed of the viral analyzer, or whatever the heck that thing is.
Right, right. So what happened? Yeah, so right. So there was the lizard. There was the stuff in the well, the water and the powder, and that sent you out. Thank you.
I think Octavio found some general tracks going towards the woods, and that's where that woman we saw back at the airfield who exploded, who was infected, yep, came from. And we eventually found one track, one human looking feet, one set of human looking feet heading off into there, and that's when the trouble started.
Okay. Your trouble.
Yes, our trouble, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we ran into a live one of those creatures that Matt ate for lunch, and the rest of the soldiers ate for lunch. And apparently he could smell its mommy's meat inside Matt's tummy.
It's mate, but sure.
Okay, yeah, close enough. But it charged Matt and almost trampled him to death. We were like, okay, well, this thing isn't interested in us because it couldn't see very well. It's just going to walk past. And then it turned.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's because he ate the thing there, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it got really close to us and almost killed Matt.
If by really close you mean like standing on my face, yes.
Yeah. Closer to Matt than to others. Closer to Octavio, excuse me, than to others. And then we walked on following the trail, found some horse-like creatures, tracks that passed by us, and came to a big spiderwebby place that looked like, hey, you know, giant spiders could live here. This is bad.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did.
That's not in the notes.
We tried to walk around it, around the webs. I think it's in there. And that's when we ran into that.
Oh, yeah. We tried to go around the webs and find a large furry.
Yep. Some of us went insane when we had crazy violent tendencies, and when it was all over, Gene shot Bobby and yeah. I'm going to need some medical attention, I think.
Yeah, I'm
right away.
I'm at 14 out of 32, so.
Yeah.
You just always want attention. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Medical or otherwise. But the doctor chopped somebody with a machete too, so that could leave a mark. I'm not sure who that was.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think it was Coney or Corey. Oh. Can't remember what she's actually called.
Coney.
There we go.
Yes. So has everybody done their luck rolls?
Oh, no way. 0-5, so 1d10 plus 5. 9. Oh, and I have to remember, I did something. Sean, you have some notes for me about luck and San. I'm just going to remember. I lost a San when I was down there. Definitely lost a San.
Oh, yes. You lost one sand last time, 2 times ago.
Yep.
Okay.
I think I'm good for luck. I spent some and I gained it back. Or I gained it back and I spent it. I'm good there.
What was the plus 5? Was that due to a talent?
No, just D10 plus 5 is the not 2D10 plus... Am I making that up? Because it's pulp. I think it's D10 plus 5 or 2D10 plus 10.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Then I thought it was just 2d10.
Yeah. If you fail, 2d10 plus 10.
Right.
Awesome.
If you succeed, 1d10 plus 5.
Well, I'm making out then.
I guess I need to start spending some.
Yeah, aren't you at like maximum mag?
Yeah, I have 100.
Right after this roll, I'm at 72 again.
I guess 99. It actually only 99. Goes up to 99.
Yeah. So, could I get everybody to give me a constitution roll and tell me how good your roll is?
Critical success.
Is that regular include Farkish?
Everybody, yep.
Yep.
Regular area for Gene.
Gene, yep.
Regular success.
Mm-hmm.
Farkish has a regular failure.
Hard success for Bobby.
Sorry, what was that?
Hard for Bobby. Sorry.
Okay. Yep.
Failure for Chance.
All right.
Okay. Julia?
Oh, sorry. I said normal success.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Good to know. All right, so...
It's just malaria, don't worry.
Yep. I'm not.
It's malaria. That's so cute. So the doctor has a 75 first aid. If people want to roll their own first aid with the doctor helping them out, that would be fine. In the meantime, let us catch up Dr. Farkas to where he is.
All right.
How much back for a success? I'm sorry.
It's 1d4.
What if I roll a 96 on the doctor's first aid?
Then you get nothing.
Oh, okay. At least I don't take damage. I'll take it.
Well, if you've got all that luck, why don't you just burn it for a success?
No, that's totally fine. Thanks, John. Good try.
Burn Jonathan's luck for him.
Yeah.
Dr. Farkas, the group was encouraged by Sinclair to go out into the forest area because there was some suggestion that there was some tie between whatever the plague was or the infection was and the strange creature that the soldiers had found back at their camp. Julia took on a leadership role and convinced you should stay behind to assist with the Sharpiro to help with the viral analyzer. Yeah. So, what is it you would like to do?
So, how long ago did this group head out?
We're going to start you with at the moment they headed out.
Oh, okay. But I won't run after them because that would be troublesome. So the
True. You could let's play out what happens.
Let's not do that. Yeah. So the viral analyzer, we are setting it up. We'd already gotten it set up. We were about to run through the fuzz, the powder, the water in the powder that we had pulled from the well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was our first activity, was to see if... And we haven't yet done that because we're going back in time, kind of, right?
Yes, there's some wavy lines going on.
Yeah, so I would like to definitely start with that. That was what we were about to do.
Okay. So the way, if you'll recall the last time, this looks like a box, basically, with little... indentations for petri dishes, and basically it's not that complicated. Shapiro basically puts some fluid or body tissue into a dish, slides it into its slot like an easy bake oven, and hits a button above it, and then it starts cranking away.
Okay. So yeah, so we take a petri dish of water with powder in it, because there was powder floating on the water, right?
There was a glass.
And there was also a body part in there. I thought there was something. No, no, there was a test tube in there. That was the thing he found. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and does the test tube still have sort of remnants of the powder? And there's nothing. It doesn't have anything other than the powder. So if we're sort of analyzed what's inside the test tube, it's the same as. I mean, is the obvious thing to pull from this? Somebody turned over the test tube. It dumped and then let go of the test tube, and it fell into the water, and that's what's in the well.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, so definitely analyze that powder. How long do I think it's going to whir and quick for? Hours, minutes?
Oh, he said. Oh, it depends on sort of what it comes at back with, but it won't be less than 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's doing that. So I think then probably the thing to do. What else do we have? So we are at the farm.
You are at the farm.
Right, with the medical tents, the shanty town, the main house. So maybe, and I'd already analyzed the lunch meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's really just looking after patients and trying to get some sort of understanding of the plague, taking mm-hmm. the best, you know, precautions as possible and looking for commonalities, trying to see if they're, so I know they're going to turn all yellow and explodey. So maybe there's some connection between that and the strange beast. Really looking for chemical overlaps or odd types of chemical compounds that I don't expect that are similar, you know, somehow trying to tie this together, the weird beast, the disease, anything else anomalous that comes up. And I could definitely spend a few hours of chemical studies doing that.
Okay, go ahead and give me that roll.
That is I will make it a hard success with a slight luck spend.
Okay. So eventually you sort of realize that there is some connections, there's different stages, and it's tied into how long the person has likely been infected.
Okay.
So people 24 hours after infection seem to have, you know, signs that they're very similar to hepatitis. But the progress of the hepatitis is happening at a much more rapid rate. And then after 24 hours after the first symptoms start to appear, that's when the patients start complaining more. There's more their skin starts to do odd things, and some places starts to rot out. Some of the victims report having hallucinations. And it's it starts to sort of progress from there, and at that point they sort of how long it is before sort of more something severe happens depends on the hardiness of the particular victim. So children and elderly people, it moves through them much quicker than regular adults.
Okay. And I assume that while we were, I don't know how smart this machine is, but while we're looking at chemical powdery stuff, is it impossible for it also to be attempting to look for a cure or a vaccine for the plague?
Oh, that's what it's doing. It's trying to compile all of the information from the different samples being put in there and come up with what Shapiro tells you is at some point it's going to come up with a code.
So know, I guess that, what I'm, mm-hmm. we don't actually know that the powder from the water is causing the plague.
You don't.
So the machine is really trying to do two things. One is we're giving it plague stuff and saying, find a solution for this. And the other is we're giving it powder and saying, what is this? Is it related to the plague? And I guess I'm wondering if we can be asking those two questions at the same time, or if we have to sort of Does that make sense?
It does. And it's doing them at the same time.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yep.
So that's what I will be doing for several hours.
This is not anything you've seen before for technology. This is
right,
you know,
right.
This is weird
this
science.
Is crazy stuff. Yeah, no, I'm all excited. And I will learn as much about this machine as I can while we're studying all this stuff. I'm very excited.
Okay. Can you give me a spot hidden roll?
Sure. That is a normal success.
Okay. So how long are you just going to work for a few hours there?
I will be doing stuff until the, I mean, I sort of every 20 minutes I'm checking back on this machine because I'm so excited to see what it's doing. But so, yeah.
All right. So on one of those 20 minutes you come back for, Shapiro isn't here.
Oh, so he's been just sitting there watching the machine run?
That was his thing, is sort of watching it. So you'd come back on 20-minute things.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait 5 minutes for him to come back from the bathroom. He doesn't. I will go start asking around.
People sort of, I don't know, maybe he went out. Maybe he went out for a smoke break. There doesn't seem to be any. Nobody seems to remember seeing him.
All right. Did he take any of our vehicles that were here at the farm?
He did not.
Bobby disabled those vehicles.
Well, I don't know that. So.
That's why I didn't say it.
I got it. Right. Yeah, no, I knew that, but. All right. Well, I guess I'll sort of search the camp for him for a while. I'm not a tracker, so it's not like I'm going to find his footprints or something, but I will go look around for him. And if I don't find him, I'll continue to check back at the machine.
Okay. So at some point you see him walking. He was out in the woods a short distance from the camp
He's
walking back again.
Shapiro.
Dr. Farkas.
Ah, I was wondering where you'd got to.
I just need a little break from staring at the machinery.
It's dangerous out there in the woods, no?
Well, I don't know about that. Seems perfectly fine to me. This is my first time on an away mission.
Well, now that you've been taken over by some alien... I mean, no, there's all these strange creatures out there. I wouldn't go wandering around. But come, let's see if the machine has made any progress.
Okay. He walks in and the machine has stopped.
Oh,
sort of churning away with what's there. He looks at it and he says, there's not enough information for it. I think we need some more samples. 10 wasn't enough. So
can I verify this for myself by looking at the machine?
Yes, so he had told you earlier on that at some point it would produce a series of numbers at the top, and those numbers corresponded to a rather thick technical manual that's over to the side, and there are no numbers at the top.
Okay. You think it needs more flesh samples, plague samples?
Yeah, yes. Let's put some more samples in, I guess.
What about the other question? What about the powder? Is it giving us any information on the connection of the powder to the plague samples?
It's saying that there's some connection between them, and I'd have to say yes. The powder does seem to be what's causing the plague.
Good. Well, that should help us find an antidote, surely.
Yeah, let's get some more of the water from the well in there and maybe some more tissue samples. Yes.
Okay, I will go with him and make sure he's not doing anything super weird like cutting someone's arm off.
Sure. He does not do anything super weird like cutting anybody's arm off.
Okay. So I guess we feed more samples into the machine.
Okay. And at some point he'll say, you know, what would be helpful maybe is to get some samples from the survey crew down the road. I don't think we have any of their tissues in here. Would that be something you'd be willing to do?
Well, if you somehow think their plague may be different from this other plague,
I have no idea. It'd be a little weird. I know.
Okay, so you're just going to sit here and watch the machine?
Yeah, just watching it, I guess.
Has he been sort of doing his normal thing? He seems normal to me. I could roll psychology, I guess, but...
Why don't you roll psychology?
I won't succeed. Nope, I will not succeed.
He seems fine. He seems a little anxious, you know.
Okay.
Nothing out of the... Nothing you wouldn't expect in this sort of situation.
All right.
I mean, I'm happy to go get the samples from the survey if you want to watch the machine.
Well, I mean, it seems like the machine's just going to chug along if you just want to come with me. I'm just a little nervous about these creatures that are sort of wandering around. But I could take a soldier instead if you think that's better, although I don't know if they're willing to come with.
Oh, I'm sure you could get some of these farmers to go down the road with you.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that sounds good. All right.
All right. Well, try to get back as soon as you can.
Of course. Damn it, the Jeep won't start.
Oh, it's just a short walk down the road.
Yeah, no, I just... so I will grab a farmer, if I can find one. Excuse me. Would you take a walk with me to the survey camp?
There are farmers there who, you know, seem to be sort of milling around waiting for loved ones in the tents, and they will walk down with you.
Ah, thank you. And I will, I guess, a short walk, but ask them how they're feeling and see if they feel, you know, healthy, if they're getting any sort of fevers or sore throats or anything.
No, they all sort of say that they feel fine.
That's wonderful. We should consider, that's very interesting, we might consider studying the people who have not gotten sick. That might be a more informative thing. But, yes, onward. Let's to the survey camp. And I guess I'll go find some patients there in three stages of disease.
Okay. We flip back into the forest again. So the group of you are standing over the large, dead, giant, hairy creature. And so perhaps the doctor has been running from person to person, somewhat apologetically for his own part in it, doing some healing. What do you all want to do next? Once you're off mute.
Well, probably...
stunned into silence.
Yeah.
Can't believe you shot me, Gene.
Thank you for getting the bullet out, Doctor.
Well, it wasn't intentional. I didn't know what I was doing.
I know. The thrill of battle gets to us all sometimes.
I saw red.
Probably we'll continue skirting the woods to get to the tracks on the other side, which is what we originally wanted to do, right? Unless Octavio decides to take another trophy head.
I think seeing this head might cause more problems than it's worth.
All right. So at some point as you get to the other side, you reconnect with the tracks. And I'll just point out that you don't really see the sunlight as much as you get further on in. It gets you can't see the sun above you, nor can you really see the sky. There's this faint blue glow all around you, and it's really hard to keep track of how long you've been out here. Sometimes you think, oh my God, I've been here for a long time. And then the next thing you're like, wait, how did I get here? I must have walked it, but that just seemed like no time at all passed for me to get from here to there. And eventually you run into a clearing that's below a sheer rock cliff face. You can look straight up onto the cliff face, and there are dark forms clinging to the side of the cliff face. And up above, you can see what looks to be a large hexagonal opening.
Why How is far it that up? We keep finding temples everywhere we go.
How far up is the opening?
It looks to be about 500 yards or so.
No, but it's at the base of the cliff?
No, it's above you. So these dark forms are over on the side and not quite at their same level. There is an opening into the side of the cliff.
Are those bats, Mr. Lopez? They look like bats.
I don't know. Sean, what do they look like? I mean,
it's hard to see from here. If somebody wants to give me an idea roll, that would be fine.
Sure.
Bobby has an idea.
Nope, failed it.
Bobby, you know, I actually think you passed your spot hidden in the plane, too. Boy, these wouldn't be that far-fetched for these to be the same things that attacked your plane when you arrived.
Oh! Holy smokes. Guys, we should be very careful. I think these might be the things that attacked our plane.
I pull out my shotgun.
You mean you actually put it away at some point?
Where did you put it?
Okay, I check my shotgun to make sure I'm fully loaded.
How far, how many of them, are they distinguishable that way, or is it just a black cloud or black?
It's not a black cloud. There's somewhere between 3 to 6 or so up there.
Yeah, that would be bad.
And as you're looking around, you can see that there is some sort of handhold that might be used to climb up there.
Can you shoot them from here, Mr. Farkas? Can you, or Mr. Lopez? Can your rifle reach that far?
Do they seem to be sleeping right now, Sean? There is the sun shining. Well, the sun was shining when they attacked it, too. So.
Yeah. They seem to be in a resting state.
Not with any kind of accuracy. They're too far. Besides, I don't think we want to go through that battle again in the shape we're in.
Well, they're satiated on the pilots right now.
Well, that's why if you could just shoot them from here, then there wouldn't have to be a battle.
Well,
did we kill any on the plane? I don't recall.
At least one.
Were they easy to kill?
No.
Perchance they were.
Yeah. Well, I think we got two of them in the back. I know. Two of them that grabbed the pilots flew off, and the one that was in the cockpit going for Farkas and myself, I think those all three flew off after being injured. But I think you guys got two in the back.
Regardless, they took a lot of bullets and still didn't die.
That's true.
So I wonder if we could just set the whole opening on fire.
The whole side of the cliff?
Yeah. Oil or, you know.
So, Sean, I'm still a little confused on the orientation. The start of the cliff, the base of the cliff is 1,500 feet away, or the opening is 1,500 feet up?
1,500 feet up. It looks like it would be, you know, not a particularly difficult climb to get up there, but on your way up there, over to the sides, there are these apparently resting flying forms. I mean, they're not flying right now, but the forms you met before.
And they are on the side of the cliff, or they're on the ground?
They are on the side of the cliff in nests.
What would be nice is if we could call to the airfield and get them to do a flyby to draw the things off.
That would doom those people.
Well, okay, I guess that's a good point.
Assumes there's even a plane there right now.
That's right. So what can we use as a distraction to draw these things off? If killing them or dealing with them is not really an option. Sneaking past is not something I think any of us want to do.
Well, I don't know about you. I might be able to climb up there, but I don't think all of us would be able to climb 1,500 feet up.
You want to try to sneak past these things or go past them if they rest?
They're up on the cliff, right?
But they're very near the opening up there.
I look around. Do these people look like they could climb 1,500 feet up a cliff?
Julia does. She looks like she's an expert.
She's already halfway up the cliff.
That's right.
You are all pulp characters. You can all climb the side of a cliff.
Well, shall we try? How far away are we from cover, from the woods, if things go badly for us?
Well, if things go badly, we're going to fall to the ground. Splat.
Oh, yeah. So I guess there's three things. One is how close, if some of us did get to cover, are we from the woods? How close or how large is the opening and the octagonal things? Could they fit in there if they wanted to? And when we saw them flying, did they seem like they might be able to kind of walk or crawl, or were they strictly like avian type things?
So you only encountered them when they were avian, although they did sort of awkwardly walk on the roof of the airplane for a while. The opening to the opening in the side of the cliff looks to be about 10 feet. So these things could probably waddle their way in there, but not fly in there with their wingspans.
Sorry, and how close are they again to the entrance?
Not particularly. I mean, they're just at more or less the same level.
Well, let's just be quiet. Stealthy.
I remember what happened the last time we tried that, Miss. I believe it was you that stepped on the branches. But please, go for you go first.
Well, if you think that best, Mr. Lopez, Julia will start up.
Excellent. Yeah. You can give me either a climb roll or a stealth roll.
I am very good at both of those things, as it happens. Not that good, unfortunately. So that would be a few points of luck for a normal stealth. God, I have this high stealth and I just can't seem to roll it. So well, yeah, that'll be a normal success after spending down more than a few.
You climb up there. The group down below is watching intently, and you slide yourself into the opening.
I'll kind of lean out and wave everyone up.
How many creatures do we see on the cliff?
You see that they're are you yelling up to Julia to ask her? I mean, there's
no.
I said 3 to 6. How many are there, Julia?
Can I see how many there are?
You can. You can see there are 4.
Yeah. I don't think anybody asked me before, so I don't know that I would indicate that. Mm-hmm. This wasn't such a big deal. Just be quiet, climb well. You know, anyone can do it. So I'll just wave them up, and then I'm going to turn around and start walking into the passage.
Yep, I'm going to let you have a slight step on whoever comes up next, but let's see if others are going to follow you or if this is a Julia.
It doesn't sound like anyone's in a big hurry.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see when she can poke her head in and see what's going on and then either give us a yay or a nay.
Well, Bobby's super stealthy. I can give it a shot to sneak. That's a hard success.
Bobby sneaks up as well. Anyone else, or we'll stop there?
No, I guess.
Keep going until someone botches. Come on, man.
I'm afraid this is not going to work, but yeah. Is it climb and...
Climb or stealth?
Stealth for me is a 20, which is a hard success.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start climbing as well.
I will spend 3 points to pass my stealth.
Anybody want to tell me whether or not... Coney would be going up or not?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I assume she would be.
Okay.
You rolled an 04.
Uh-oh.
So, Octavio, did you go up?
After I see Chance go up, I start climbing up. I assume it takes, to climb 1,500 feet takes...
Hours.
Quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that we would wait until each person.
Right. Okay. So.
Yeah, so I passed mine.
Okay. So what we're going to say, Octavio, is that you are almost the way up. Coney waited a little bit longer than everybody else. Starts up and does not have enough luck to do what must be done. And so at this point, two of the creatures flick out their long bat-like wings. They turn their faceless heads towards the group of you climbing up. And push off from the side of the cliff. You can either prepare yourself, Octavio, or give me a climb roll to get in there before they can get to you.
I'll definitely keep climbing. So an 09, that'll do it.
Nice.
All right. Somebody tell me what Coney's doing here. I don't want to decide a player's fate. I'd rather have you guys do.
Coney's climbing.
Coney is climbing. Edwin, what does Coney do next?
So Coney realize, and the creatures are still between Coney and the cave entrance.
They have flown out into the air. They're clearly going to turn back.
But the other four. Or the other two?
The other two are not doing anything.
But are they between... Right, I'm just wondering, has Coney passed the place where they were all sleeping, or has Coney not yet gotten to the place where they
Coney's
were sleeping?
Coney's not got to where they're sleeping yet.
So I think Coney will search madly for a little between some rocks where the creature can't get to her. She will cache herself deep between two rocks that are close together.
Okay, give me, I guess, a luck roll.
Okay, 31.
She finds a crevice that she can climb into.
Awesome.
So we'll leave her there for a while. Go back to the group that said they were moving forward, which would be Julia. Bobby, did you wait around? Did you go following after Julia?
Well, I don't really trust Julia to go off by herself. So Bobby would have followed behind.
Gene?
Anyone else but Julia?
I'll be following Bobby and Julia.
Okay. Chance, you're just at the... You just get in when you see these things start taking off. Do you hang out, or do you turn around and watch Julia like everybody else?
No. I guess I will. No, I will hurry, you know, for, you know, getting into the opening.
Good soldier, make sure you're the last one in. No, I mean the first one in.
Yeah.
Octavia, what do you do when you get to the top?
Well, I guess I wait there with my rifle out, watching to see if Coney is safe or not.
So she appears to have sort of put herself into a crevice, and the things are sort of flying around trying to figure out how to get to her.
Okay, so it seems like they're not able to, so I'll follow the rest in. Coney, okay. We'll be inside here.
Don't die!
Stay there.
All right. Julia and company, as you walk in, there's a hexagonal corridor. It's about 10 feet tall. Moving into the mountainside, the walls and floor are white and featureless, except for they do seem to be emitting a dull glow off of them.
You're saying hexagonal. I assume that means it looks like carved?
Yes.
Not natural?
Absolutely. Okay. This is not natural. Yep. And as you emerge at the end of the corridor, there is a large room, 10 feet in height. Standing in the center of the room is a step pyramid type feature of polished metal. And there are two large blocks on either side of it. And then off to your right, you can see a doorway into another room.
Well, the last time I went into a large room in a... it did not work out so well. But I can't really see any reason why not to, so... There's a door. There's something I haven't seen yet. I gotta go take a look.
Yep. Okay, so you walk into the other room. Bobby, given you said you were trying to hurry to catch up to Julia, I'll let you do that. And you also see that, you know, the same sort of small pyramid structure in the middle with two stone-type features on either side of it. There's a door over to the right that Julia has just walked through. I assume you follow her?
Julia, wait!
Yeah, I'll follow her.
And then I'm following Bobby.
All right. As you walk into this room, it's also hexagonal in shape, and there are there are display screens on three of the walls, and carved into the side there are various serpentine type imagery, much like you saw on the bottom of the wards back when you were first at the other temple. And there's also various control panels along each of the walls.
I succeed in my power roll, so I don't scream in terror when I see the serpentine stuff.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say because monitors don't exist this time, but yes, there's that too.
Well, that is fascinating. What are these? Do these glass things that have? Do they actually like have moving pictures on them?
They do.
This is very interesting.
Crazy.
I'm definitely going to have to take a look. What are the moving pictures?
Yeah, so only one of them is in operation right now, and it's sort of fuzzy. But what you can see is it seems to be popping. It seems to be popping to different locations, and it's difficult to tell what's what. Like, so one location at one point you'll see the temple that you were at when you started all this flip by, and then at one point you'll see a jungle area, and at one point you'll see what seems to be a city area, and it's you get some idea of like the people that are there, but it's not sort of there's nothing there sort of tells you this is. You know, this is this city and this location type thing. It sort of seems to be monitoring something. And at one point it flips by and you can see what looks to be a village surrounded by snow and moves to different locations like that.
So if I wait some amount of time, it would eventually come back to where we are?
Where we are, where you are, is not one of the locations.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it was.
Okay. No, I meant the where your first route in.
Okay.
Started everything.
Okay. Yep. The original temple. Mm-hmm.
This does not feel like a temple.
Is there any like half eaten donuts or like half drank coffee cups around here? Like someone was watching us and. They got up to leave?
There is not.
My God, it's still warm. Octavio, is it like a hard floor only, or are there signs of usage, maybe those footprints which led in are still in evidence?
I mean, I'll look around, but... I'm not sure what... Yeah, I don't see anything. If there were footprints, what would that tell us?
Well, just, you know, obviously we followed the trail to the base of the cliff. You know, I don't know if that... whoever it was we were following did indeed go in. It would just let us know it seems clear that they did, but it's not definite.
I can't see anything here.
Okay. Question, are we all there already?
Sure.
So I would like to take a look at the cities that we are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of memorize all those places.
Okay.
Or write it down on my notepad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else in this that's interesting in this room, or
not particularly in this room? Wheels, could you give me a an idea roll?
I think that's going to work. Let's just double check. Yes, success, normal.
So there is one control panel that appears to be damaged, and you think that if you were particularly lucky, you might be able to get it to work again.
All right. I will. Probably is always down for a good tinker.
Go ahead and give me a mechanical repair.
Okay. Aha, and 19 is going to do it. It's a hard success.
So you, as you, complete that task, everybody here is in the other room. There is a, grinding noise occurring.
Well, we have to go take a look, of course. That's where I was about to be headed anyway, to go check out this little pyramid.
So, yes, as you walk out into the other room, there's a few things that are interesting. The stone blocks that were there are now floating in the air. And
what?
And there's sort of a humming noise coming from them. And now that they're up in the air, you can, from where you're coming from, you can see that the pyramid that was there has disappeared, and now there is what what looks to be a hole in the center of the floor.
Oh, great. Great.
I will look down the hole.
Anybody else joining Julia in this?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
I'll let her look first.
Can you give me a spot hidden roll?
Can I?
It's a failure to chance. Oh my God. Failure for me.
No, I'm not spending that much luck on it. Nope.
Okay. Who has the lowest luck right now?
Between the two of us, or?
Nope, of everybody.
According to the notes, it's Coney.
I've got
that figures. So, who has the most luck? Who's actually in this room?
I've got 99.
Yeah, according to the most chance,
most or least?
Least. Sorry.
Chance.
I'm looking for a group luck roll here.
Yeah. Did you roll?
So that's going to be me. Let me roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 83, which is a failure.
you're welcome.
So, Julia and Chance, as you're looking down here, you're starting to realize that you're looking down in some blackness. You're realizing that it's almost there's almost another reality down there. Like it's not just a hole in the ground. This seems to be almost like a gate to something else. And as you're staring down there, at some point you see a large circular form sort of move underneath. And as you're watching, it sort of stops for briefly and sort of turns towards you and begins to move upwards.
Does it all snake-like?
Giant worm-like, really, more. But if the two of you could give me a sanity roll.
I botch. Perfect.
I love you, giant worm.
Chance, how did you do?
I pass.
That's a D4.
Ooh.
Failure is a D20.
Oh.
Ooh, so a botch is all 20 of it. Ouch.
Now remember, luck 40 luck to cut the sanity loss in half,
and then it would only be 10.
Then it would only be 10. Hey, only temporary. Instead of another. Well, I already have a phobia of snakes. Why not add a phobia of worms too? sorry, burn 40 luck. Yeah, I think I better do that. That's going to take it to 32, and then that's going to take the sand down to 63. So that's 10 points of sand loss.
Okay. So, how would you like to determine your particular reaction to this?
Well, I would like to succeed on my idea roll, which I do.
Okay, let's see if that works.
Which I, of course, do, because Julia is very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, intelligent. That's what we'll call it.
Impulsive, but intelligent.
Do you want to roll a D10 and just see what happens?
Sure, let's see what happens. 4.
So you've got a plan for dealing with this as this giant creature is coming towards you.
Does it involve pushing Chance in it in the hole?
No, that would be a 3 or a 2. No, but it's a really good plan. It is such a good plan. In fact, let's just take a moment while you tell everybody your really, really good plan for dealing with this thing as it's coming at you. In fact, that's really what you're going to focus on, is talking about all the heroics that are going to happen without you actually doing anything. I think you could probably think of a character in Skype of Cthulhu history who's a little bit like that. And why don't you do that for 1d10 rounds while, Chance, what you see coming up is a giant creature, and it is, it's suddenly, it's coming towards there, and it fires what appears to be, I mean, there's no other word for it other than goo, straight up towards you.
Oh, I will dodge.
Well, everybody, this is not just a, like a singular attack. This is enough of a loogie to cover the entire room. If everybody could give me a dodge roll.
Dodge, everyone, dodge.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yes, yes, regular success.
Well, I did succeed at a dodge, but I think it's more interesting if I'm too busy focused on trying to get everyone into their proper position to execute my brilliant plan.
That I will naturally, you should have a penalty die since your back is turned and you're talking to us.
Okay, I failed on my dodge.
Okay.
Thinking about burning some luck, though. All
right. But,
yeah, I will burn some 10 points of luck.
All right. Did anybody fail who doesn't feel like using luck?
Yeah, I failed. 92.
Right. So it looks like Octavio is the only one who is covered in this goo.
Well, I'm not even dodging.
So. Oh, Julia and Octavio, the rest of you see Julia and Octavio getting covered in this goo. And they are, you can see them through it. It's sort of translucent, and both of them are getting that panicked look of somebody who can't breathe.
Great.
Bobby, when he gets a chance, is going to run back into that room and try to jiggle with the controls to undo whatever he did.
Give me a mechanic roll.
That's a success.
Okay. You were able to jigger the door closed. The pyramid reasserts itself, comes in from the side and recreates itself, and the two blocks are on the floor again. Could I get Octavio and Julia to give me constitution rolls, please?
Wait. Can I do something before then?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I was going to just try and grab one of them. Let's say 1 to 3. Oh, nope, Julia. So I'm going to grab Julia and like kind of try and wipe the crap off of her face over her mouth.
Okay. Give me a strength roll.
42 is a regular success.
All right. You are able to pull her out. A regular success? No. You pull and she seems to be stuck in there.
I'm not trying to pull her out. I'm just trying to uncover her mouth.
Oh. This stuff, it sort of reforms as you go through. You know, you can't just sort of, it's like being in pudding. You really can't sort of, it's hard to push some away without more sort of filling back in the gap again.
It's a normal success on con.
I had a critical success on con.
Okay. Both of you have took deep breaths before you got hit. What are people doing now?
Can I move?
You are stuck in this. You can try to fight your way out.
Well, yeah.
Okay, give me a strength roll.
Nope, fail.
Okay.
And I botch, Julia? I botch a strength roll.
Anybody else doing anything? Gene, you going to try again?
Yeah, I'm going to try and extricate, or at least make an opening for Julia to breathe.
Okay.
I'm still free, right? Because I didn't get out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is the worm still coming up, or?
No, the gate has closed.
It's closed. Okay. So in that case, I will help whoever is closer to me to remove the goo out of their faces. Or.
Nope. That's a fail for me on my strength.
Doesn't anybody have a straw?
Nope. I just looked on my inventory, and I don't have anything that works as a straw.
Chance, who are you helping?
Chance. So, yeah, so let's see. Jean is helping Julia. Octavio is there, right? Affected by this.
Yes.
See,
yeah, I will help Octavio.
Okay. Roll strength.
Let me check. I will burn two more of luck to pass.
Okay. So passing, you're pulling and pulling, and this stuff is just too difficult to move around. It's going to take more of an effort for that to happen.
Okay.
Can Bobby assist?
You can run back in. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Do you want me to wait around, or you want me to go ahead?
No, go ahead.
Okay. That's going to be a 19, which is good. It is a... that's a normal, but why don't we spend a little bit... Or not a normal, it's a hard, but why don't we spend a little bit and get it six luck, get it down to an extreme.
Okay, who are you helping?
Octavio. Not that snaky Julia.
you grab onto Octavio and rip him out of the goo. Julia, if you could give me a con roll.
Well, I'm a little offended. I thought Wheels was my friend all this time.
I just don't trust you. Ever since you share that snake
bit him.
Never since you bit me.
So I continue the tradition of characters who, if nothing else, can at least hold their breath well. Hard success.
Okay. Julia is still in the goo. Managed to hold on to ancient Asian secrets on how to hold one's breath for long periods of time. What are people doing? Julia?
Julia is not doing well at a strength roll, though. That's a failure.
Okay. Gene? Max?
Gene is apparently stepping back to let Wheels take care of this because he's the one that's got it figured out.
His mouth is full of goo and he can't talk.
Yeah.
Sorry. Muted again. All right. So I'm going to try and strength roll Julia out of this again for the third time. Although she doesn't look particularly frantic,
yeah, which I'm surprised at. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, she is frantic because she still wants to tell you what the plan is, and you can't hear
right,
her.
Right. But she's not really worried about breathing. So
No.
14, I will burn 3 points of luck to make that an extreme success.
Julia's pulled forth out of the goo.
Oh, thank you, Gene.
Are you? Did you roll a d10, Jim?
I did.
How many? What'd you get?
7.
Keep gloating. No, that's fine. Let us go back to Dr. Farkas.
Sure.
What have you been doing with yourself?
So I was with the. So I was getting the 3 levels of samples from the patients at the surveyor's place, and then I am going to try to convince some of the healthy people if they would be willing to spit in a petri dish or whatever it is. so that we can do a little comparison with the people that don't get sick or haven't gotten sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take those specimens back to Shapiro and find that he has turned into. No, I'll take them back to Shapiro and to get them analyzed as requested.
Okay. Shapiro is not there again.
Figures. Have I figured out enough how to get the specimens into the thing?
Oh yeah, no, it's relatively easy.
Cool. Yep. So yeah, so I will first get this, and everything looks normal. Everything seems running humming along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will set up the set these specimens up to go. The healthy ones, the sick people. We've got more water and powder from the well. It's all just everything we can do to give it all this information. And I will go look for Shapiro, and I will head towards where I saw him coming back from the last time.
Okay. Give me a spot hidden roll.
91 is not a success.
Okay. You don't see any sign of him out where he was before.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I will walk around camp. I'll ask again if anybody saw him leaving. Anybody saw which way he went?
Give me a luck roll.
All right. That's a 93. That's also not a success this time.
Yeah, no one seems to have seen him.
All right. Well, I guess I will wait for him to come back. There's an infinity of space outside the fence, so there's no way I can walk into him. Mathematically.
Okay. All right. Yeah, are you still doing the regular checking of the machine?
Yeah, I'll just go back to the machine room and just wait there.
Okay. At some point, the machine stops, hums, and 10 numbers appear on the control panel.
Look them up in the book.
That's you awesome. Find them on the book. And okay. It provides you with a series of instructions on how to develop what the machine thinks will create a cure.
Okay. And does it seem like things I can do?
Yep. With your chemistry background? Yeah.
All right. Well, I will absolutely start doing them. Is there, and that's the only output really is just this, here's an antidote. Or here, is it an antidote or is it a vaccine that we're getting here?
It seems to be, well, he told you that it would have been an antidote.
Okay.
Or at least a stabilizer to prevent it from further infections.
And the recipe book or whatever it is, as far as I understand, anything which is minimal seems to correlate this or corroborate this.
Yep.
So are there any other people with any sort of chemical training that like doctors or anything like that around?
There are people who are probably nurse training in here, but
that would be good enough. Basically, what I want is people that can measure and you know, that sort of understand milliliters.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to, and obviously, I don't know how much stuff we need, but I would like to get a you know, assembly line, a kitchen. I'm thinking we'll get the big mixer out of the kitchen. I mean, we've got to make a lot of this stuff, or as much as we can make.
Mm-hmm.
So that's get that organized, get that underway. Make some. We're gonna save people.
Okay. The villagers are very excited by your excitement. And those that are healthy are willing to sort of jump right in and get moving on things. Are you alerting anybody at the army camp or at the survey camp of your discovery, or just jumping right into creating the
Yeah, I don't think I would have thought of that. I think I just want to make stuff.
Okay, perfect. We will go back to the others.
So all there is here is the big room with the pyramid and block gate, and then the smaller room with the screens and the control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think we need to destroy this place.
Word, if we touch those controls, we might let something loose in here again.
Well, I could probably sabotage it the way it was broken to begin with.
And I'm going to use the butt of my pistol to start smashing up all those screens.
Well, I wonder what do we gain by destroying all this instead of learning from it.
Chance says that Julia
smashing things
all the way.
He's just standing there.
I guess I go out to the entrance to the cave and look over and see if the things are still flapping around.
Tony has been screaming this entire time.
Give me a luck roll.
Somebody would come help her.
Luck roll. 29. Pass.
Okay. They have settled back in into their nesting areas again.
Surely you can shoot them from here, Mr. Lopez.
Sure.
So, Julia, this was part of the big plan you were just telling us, the smashing part?
Absolutely. This was the critical piece. Break everything.
Octavio, you're looking down. These things are down there, and you see Shapiro has walked out from the forest.
You should probably shoot him first.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely got. I mean, he's way too far away for me to shoot, but.
And he sort of looks up at you, waves, and begins to climb up.
We have a visitor coming.
In an hour.
Yeah. He'll be here.
It will take him some time to climb, and as he's climbing, Coney sees it and starts to climb up as well. What are you all doing while Shapiro and Coney climb their way up?
Depends on how Coney is climbing up half of the
meat. Do we have a reason to mistrust him at this point?
Yes.
No.
I would point out that if Julia were to see him coming, Julia would point out that she has said all along that she doesn't trust these people, these Caduceus people.
With good reason.
Well, our original liaison was very nice. He was about to tell us quite a few things about our lives and how he can make us better before he got his head blown up. Dr. Arturo Ursini. He seemed like a nice fella. Let's give Shapiro the benefit of the doubt.
So I guess we're just waiting around to see what he does when he gets up here.
Yeah.
So he walks. He eventually walks in. Have you smashed the screens, Julia?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Chen, just to remind you that Chance actually took note of all the different places that were highlighted on the monitors, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. And would have smashed up the control panel too.
Okay. Shapiro walks in and says, "I've been trying to find you. I wanted to let you know that we need to just cancel the mission."
What? What about these people?
Well, I've been running the viral analyzer for a while, and it doesn't seem like it's going to work. It seems like the infection's too far gone.
I would like to look closely at him to see if he looks snake-like at all. Yeah, yeah.
Give me a spot hidden.
Seems very suspicious.
Awesome. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was going to run my snake analyzer on it, but I didn't, have enough excuse.
That's a success. Normal.
Okay. He just climbed up a pretty steep mountainside, and he does not be sweating in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Shem, when we first encountered the first serpent man, and his skin started to fall, was it because he was shot, or was it because he was easily removed from his other skin?
Yeah, so with this seems to be different. If you're assuming that this is not human, the last time around, what you experienced was they were wearing human flesh as like a suit.
Right.
The eyes were slightly off. This seems different. There's nothing about this. There's no sort of, if you look at the eyes, they look like human eyes. It doesn't look like there's sort of that slight disconnect where the mask that is the human flesh is located.
Yeah. Bobby's not sure what this is, but he doesn't like it. He will say, "Well, before we go, Dr. Shapiro," and he'll kind of step aside. Why don't you take a look at this equipment? And my aim is to kind of get behind him and club him in the back of the head to knock him out.
Okay. The equipment, which equipment are you showing him?
This stuff that's all smashed up now.
He walks into the room, and so you're going to try to stealthily knock him on the back?
Yes, yes.
Okay, give me a stealth roll.
Excellent. Oh, golly geez, so much stealth, and I'll spend... Oh, actually, I can spend 2 luck to make that okay.
Okay. Give a brawl roll.
Okay.
Does he get a bonus die for a surprise?
Sure.
Okay, it worked better the first time. 22. 22 is a hard success.
Okay, roll damage.
All right. Got no damage bonus. What is that? D4? I'm trying to knock him out. I don't know what the knockout rules are.
It's a maneuver.
The maneuver?
And then maybe he makes a con roll or something to...
Yeah, I'm not interested really in hurting him too much. I'll roll for that if you want, but what do you say, Sean?
Well, no, you don't automatically knock him unconscious either. So
that's why I didn't know if there was a con roll. I think you're right that it is a specific thing, so I didn't know if it's sort of a quote-unquote saving throw type deal or if you actually have to do enough damage to...
Right. There's something about the rules, but I don't know.
Shem.
Yep.
So, Chance also passed his book hidden roll.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sees Steve's character that starts hitting him on the back, he's going to get excited and think this is a heroic moment where he can actually help, and he will hit him as well.
Here's the in the Pope rules. For Pope Cthulhu, a character can declare they are attempting to knock out their opponent. If the character's turn on the dex order or if a surprise attack, treat this as a combat maneuver using a blunt attack. If the maneuver is successful, the opponent is rendered unconscious and only suffers 1 hit point.
Yep. That's the core 7E rules too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a maneuver, so the success, you need whatever success the keeper says, and then the target takes a point of damage and is unconscious.
Okay. Hard success.
A hard success in what? Additional to what I just did?
Oh, in a brawl roll. Sorry. So what was your roll?
It was a...
It was
a hard success. Yeah, it was a hard
success. 22,
21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So you're knocking him unconscious.
Excellent.
Okay.
I don't trust this
Chance
guy.
Chance will still give him a kick.
A kick that wakes him up.
Exactly.
Well, I'll grab some of these wires that we've just that are useless now for the machines and try to tie him up with some of those. Try his hands. No, actually, what Bobby would be interested in doing would be, checking to see if he can pull the skin off or anything like that, because he's still freaked out by the lizard guys.
Okay, he does not appear to have anything. Does not seem to have that same sort of loose flesh thing on top of him. Dr. Farkas, could you give me a luck roll, please?
Sure. 05. That is super successful.
So while you are running back and forth trying to set up the vaccine, you mm-hmm. notice that the trunk that was in here, one of the things that was moved over here, is not exactly where you remember seeing it before.
It has been moved, huh?
It has been moved.
And what was in this trunk, as far as I know?
You never opened it up.
Okay. What is in general? I mean, what was this one of the trunks that was in the that we brought in the airplane?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought all the equipment was described to us in the airplane.
No. He only described the viral analyzer.
Okay. Well, then I will open up the trunk and see what's going on.
Yeah. So inside the trunk, there is a mess of bones and innards, and it looks like the hat that you at one point saw Shapiro wearing. Could you give me a sanity roll, please?
Sure. 32 normal success.
Just 1 point.
Okay. Ah! Or Shapiro, what is he doing here? Oh, he's been killed. Wonder who.
Well,
did
I want to be. I want to be clear hand. That you don't know it. You know it's Shapiro only in that it was a hat that he was wearing at one point. His actual flesh doesn't seem to be in here.
His what? His actual flesh? Oh, but I thought you said there were a bunch of bones and stuff. Just no skin.
Bones and innards. Yes, the inside.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm with you. So that's even worse. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. There's some bodies inside. Well, I think what I do is slam shut the trunk because I don't have time for this because we have a vaccine to create. But mm-hmm. obviously I keep this knowledge in mind.
Okay. The rest of you back with your captive, what are you doing?
I'll tie him up with the wires if we have some time.
Sure.
Search his pockets.
Yep.
What has he got in his pockets?
Mr. Shapiro, if that is your real name.
He has an identification card for Caduceus and a certain amount of money and a pack of cigarettes and a lighter. Or a box of matches.
I'm just keeping my shotgun trained on him.
Okay.
Well, we seem to have found and destroyed this, whatever it is, this control room. Should we get back to the camp? Take him back with us?
How are we going to get him down the mountain? Or the cliffs?
Well, you guys can carry him, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should have waited to knock him out.
One of you strong types. I look around.
How difficult does that look? Like impossible? An impossible task to carry him on the way down? Or is it...
You could wrap his arms over yours, or sort of tie his hands together, loop them over your head, and climb down. It would be much more difficult to do so in a stealthy-like manner.
So that his arms are around my neck?
Yep.
Well, but we don't need to be stealthy. Certainly our great hunter has killed all those creatures by now.
Well,
look at Octavia.
I'd roll my eyes.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't have. You have that big rifle, and you can take one of them as a trophy.
That actually might not be a bad idea. I mean, we're pretty well covered in here. If we could get them to fly off, we might be able to pick them off repeatedly with some repeated shots.
We can try it.
Or it could be the worst idea ever. I don't know.
How big is the entrance? You said 10 foot tall?
Yep.
So they could fly into here.
Can we swarm us?
Can we just try some, throw some oil on them, send them on fire, as I said at the very beginning? Someone's paying attention. I mean, they're easy targets now. They're just hanging in there.
How far away are they? Are they scattered in different locations, or are they all in one place?
There's half of them are on one side, half are on the other.
Hopefully before the craziness happened. I guess Coney would have arrived well before fake man there, fake Shapiro, mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Well, if everybody wants to get their firearms out, we can try this. Otherwise, there's no way I can carry someone while climbing. I don't know if any of you can, but...
I don't think I can.
I'm not strong enough.
I could try it. I don't...
Well, I have complete faith in your abilities as a hunter, Mr. Lopez. I'm sure you can manage to.
I'm sure I can get one of them, but there are a half dozen or so.
Well, so just shoot a half dozen times. I don't see why you're suddenly so opposed to hunting
Julia,
all of a sudden.
Were you on the same plane as I was?
All right, I'll try to.
You've never been on the same plane as us.
Yeah.
That was a completely different situation, Mr. Lopez.
I'll try to carry him. It's my responsibility for knocking him out, I guess. I'll try it. I'll try to carry him down.
Oh, God. All right.
I will help him. I will help him. So maybe we can get some rope and,
Okay, wait. To... You guys know... Okay, all right. So you're going to be helping to carry him down, which is not going to be stealthy. So do you want to fight these things from here? Or exactly. Do you want... to have them try
pick
and
us off one at a
try
time.
And fight us while we're climbing down a 1,500 foot cliff.
Well, if anybody can see here, it'll be Bobby. So,
well, since no one wants to set them on fire, I will say let's wake up one at a time and fight them.
It'd be nice if you could wake one at a time up, but I
have a feeling they're going to all wake up once we wake one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we shoot the first bullet.
Speaking of which, Julia is growing tired of this argument.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So she's just going to go to the cave opening, lean out, and start shooting.
Oh, God. Why do we always talk so much and let her make the decision? She's done it again.
All right.
I think she did. We talked about our plan too long.
Julia takes a shot. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Is that a success? That might be my firearms. No, that's not a success. I miss. Not like I was ever going to do any damage to him anyway. I got to try.
Now everyone back up from the entrance and let them block each other, and we'll just blast the one or two that come in at a time.
All right, so Julia takes a shot, misses, but the the four of them that were sleeping, sort of rise up from their nests, sort of looking around, and begin to head towards the opening in the side of the cave.
Great.
I back into the cave.
I pull my pistols out and motion everyone back.
Yeah, I think we said they could waddle in way back at the beginning. So yeah, let's definitely back up and make them waddle through it.
One at a time.
Oh God, Coney, have a gun?
You've killed us all.
Coney does not. She has a knife.
Okay. She will not participate in this fight, most likely.
Well, I'm going to pull out my... I guess I'll stick with the shot. I'll stick with the shotgun so that when they get close, I can blast them good.
I hand Coney all my extra bullets and say, when I run out, reload my guns.
Okay.
Because it's going to happen pretty quickly.
All right. So the game plan here is you've woken them up, you're stirring them, and as soon as they get close to the entrance, you're just going to shoot them?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we're back. We're not, like, sticking our heads out of the entrance. We're back in the cave a little bit.
And presumably, we do have cover behind those giant stones or the pyramid or whatever in that room if we have to drop that far back.
I don't think we're that far back, though. My thought is we let them get bunched up in the mouth, the cave opening, so that there's only one or two at a time coming in, and we shoot those rather than let six of them on us at once.
Right.
Agree. Yep. And if I have the oil lamp, I will throw at the creature and try to set it on fire.
Well, just throw the oil down now, and then as soon as there's enough bunched up in the area, light it on fire.
So the first one lands at the entrance to the area that you're in, and begins to move down the corridor. Julia, what are you doing?
Shoot.
We'll go in dex order. Julia, are you part of the firing squad or?
Yeah, but I'll miss.
Okay.
All right. Gene's gonna go ahead and shoot it with one shotgun blast.
Mm-hmm.
26 is a hard success, and that'll be 4.
Are you? Just out of curiosity, which shotgun pellets are you using? Regular?
Yes.
Shocking.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I think the first one's going to be regular.
Okay.
But I have my shotgun slugs close by in case the next time I reload I want to use those. So that was 4 plus 6 plus 6 plus 4. So 20 damage.
Nice.
Okay, Bobby.
I'm gonna unload with my two pistols, as is my wont, and 6 shots. I will get 3 hits. What is it? 1d10. That was a good one. 20 points of damage.
All right, it goes down. It just flops down, and the other ones that were sort of flying around, looking as if they were going to make a move, turn and decide that, you know, discretion is the better part of valor.
Excellent.
See how easy that was? I don't know what you men were so afraid of this whole time.
Now you guys are trapped.
Yeah. Got to go push him over.
That's okay.
Why don't we know? I mean, just if you go outside, they're going to get you.
Well, we could maybe try and see if we can shoot them with pistols or long range.
Are they just flying around out there, or do they just disappear?
Are you going out to check?
So, are we still in dex rounds?
You are. Well, you're out of combat, so...
Well, I'm going to go up to the cave entrance with my pistol still out and see what I see.
Okay. You see that the other three are sort of flying around at a distance. They don't seem to be particularly interested in what you're doing, and that seems consistent. You'll recall when you were fighting them on the plane, if you demonstrated that you weren't particularly weak, they took off.
Get over here, you cowards!
And I'll shoot them.
Fire a volley. How far away are they?
You could certainly try to hit them.
Well, but how far are they? Because it changes the roll.
It's at the outer edge of your rifle, but
no, I've got my pistols out.
Oh. Yeah, that's they're at the outer end of that for sure.
All right. Well, unless I roll an extreme success, I guess. Yeah, I just fire a volley and they all miss.
Yep. And
does it attract them over?
Nope. They sort of scatter off into the distance.
Okay. Now we go.
Now go quickly.
Yeah, I start climbing down.
Okay. Who's carrying the unconscious person?
I'll carry him.
Here, hold on. Let's be democratic about this. Who is the strongest? I have a 55 strength.
I'm weaker than that.
I am stronger than that.
Aha! I mean, here we go. Darn.
Yep.
All right, so I need you to do two rolls for me, Bobby. I need one roll that's a climb roll.
If only we could be stealthy about it. that's a good roll. So that's success.
Okay, and now give me a luck roll.
It was a hard success, and the luck. See if he wakes up. That's also success.
Okay. You get down to the bottom.
Whew. All right. As soon as I get down, I'll take his arms off my neck. But I'll throw him over my shoulder.
Okay. At some where are you headed? You're headed back?
Yeah, did he seem to come from the same area or like a different spot?
Same area.
Okay. Alright, let's try to avoid any any of these things on the way back.
Oh, sorry. So he came in through the same area, but he walked through you guys went around that webbed area, he walked through it apparently, according to his tracks.
Oh, do these look like the same tracks, Octavio? Was this him?
I guess I'd look at the tracks when he says that.
They look pretty much the same.
See how his boot is worn on this side?
Are you going to follow his tracks back in or follow your tracks around again?
I would say for our tracks, I still don't want to get to those spiders.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you give me a luck roll, Edwin, for Coney?
Sure, Ken. 06. Super lucky.
Stays asleep. You're unconscious. And then I need you to give me another party luck roll. You're still the lowest, right?
I went down to 58.
Oh, yeah, no. Coney is still lucky. Could you give me a luck roll, Edwin?
Wait a second. Oh, wait. Coney's the lowest?
Julia might be now.
Julia's down to 32.
Okay.
Oh, well, congratulations. You are the lowest luck. Give me a luck roll.
I fail badly.
Okay, so as you are headed back, your group hears something in the woods ahead of you and sees a man-like shape moving through the forest. Doesn't seem to be moving towards you necessarily, but it was there.
Who is that?
I will kind of hide.
with my thing guy that I'm carrying. I'll take Shapiro behind a rock or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll duck behind as well, keeping my shotgun close.
Is anyone going out after it, or are you all just sort of hanging out?
No, okay. I want to go see who it is. So I will try to be sneaky. I'm not just going to run up and say hello.
Okay, but, give me a stealth roll.
Nope.
Okay. At some point, you're moving in there, and all of a sudden, standing next to you, as if it had passed its stealth roll, is what appears to be a humanoid creature. But it's like a human, but it's emaciated. Its skin is gray. It has sharp claws at the end of its fingers, and it's blackened with dirt, and it looks at you in a very out of curiosity more than anything else. Doesn't seem to be attacking you.
I cry out and step back.
It doesn't do anything.
Everyone, come.
We'll go up. I'll go up to Julia.
Who is
it? Yeah, when she cries out, you know, we know.
I'm going to hang back.
It's looking at you. Could somebody, Julia, could you give me a luck roll?
That is a success.
Okay.
At least a hard success. Might even be an extreme success, actually.
Okay. It's trying to sort of figure out what language are anybody speaking to it? Or are you just looking at it?
Who are you?
What language are you using?
English.
Okay. It looks at you and says, Riyard.
Well, hello there, Riyarb. What are you doing out here in the forest? What's wrong with you? You look sick.
Live here.
Live here in the forest.
He points at the ground.
You live in the ground?
Yeah.
Since every other weird creature we've seen has attacked us, I'm kind of standing back with my rifle.
Mm-hmm. He keeps sort of turning his head curiously, and every now and then he smells at you, sniffs at you, but doesn't seem to be doing anything aggressive. And he sort of turns and starts to walk away.
Yeah, sort of a loop type thing. Okay. Nice to meet you. Have a good day. Maybe we'll see you later.
He turns around and gives you a smile at that. And keeps walking.
I just look at the others and shrug my shoulders, and I guess we'll keep going on our way too.
This island is full of strange creatures.
Good thing it was just Riyard and not one of those giant fuzzy things again.
Julia, could you give me a luck roll?
You're asking for an awful lot of luck rolls all of a sudden. Yeah. No, that's a failure.
Shapiro wakes up. What's going on here? What are you doing?
Shut up, you. We'll ask the questions when we get back to camp.
What? No. No, we can't go back to camp. We've got to go back to the outpost. What are you doing?
The outpost.
The building where we were.
With the controls?
Yes. Yes, we can't be out here.
Why do we need to go back there?
Because the Haftanga device is gonna go off.
The what?
What do you mean? Wait, at that I step up to him with my pistol and I say, what are you talking about?
The device.
Yeah, what do you mean it's gonna go off?
I set it to go off.
Jeez.
Shit.
Where is it? Back at the airbase?
Back at the camp.
How long did you set it for?
I just set it to go. I wasn't really paying attention. I knew I'd have enough time to get to the outpost.
What were you going to do with the outpost?
Well, hang on. Yep.
So I need to explain something to you all. I'm trying to find an email. Okay. I didn't tell you about this before, but
the doctor also looks sheepish at this.
That's right. Mostly, I didn't tell you about this before because I just learned about it myself. when we were back at headquarters, Shapiro showed us this Haftung device, Haftarang device. Doctor, why don't you tell us about it? Tell them about it.
He said it was some sort of last ditch effort type thing. It produced an explosion. Oh, it was a terrible device. Terrible. Try to do my best, Jonathan here. And a giant explosion would wipe everything out. And
Shapiro, how large an area did you set it for?
Oh, I put it somewhere in the halfway of 5 miles,
Miles? 5 miles?
Jesus.
Shapiro said it would turn everything within 5 miles into a glass-lined crater.
What? How far do you think we've gone? I know we had trouble estimating time, but could we estimate distance?
No, it's that same problem.
Shapiro, why did you do this? Why, man? Why?
Shapiro wouldn't have done it, you fools. I'm trying to create an explosion here to allow the gate to open up and take over more area. The explosion would be big enough to potentially open up the Dreamlands even further, thus furthering the Serpent's plans.
I told you that Caduceus could not be trusted.
I'm going to close this.
Has nothing to do with this.
We have Caduceus. To get back and deactivate it. Come on. And Julia's just going to start sprinting.
I'm going to club him again.
Okay.
What? Okay, you're trying to knock him out again?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try to carry this guy through here.
He might be motivated to try to turn it down once he's near it. You never know.
That's right. That is a fail.
Okay, so you swing at him. He dodges out of the way. Stands up and turns and starts to run back.
Is he running where?
Towards the building structure you were at before, what he's calling the outpost.
Well, he's not going to get far. If nobody else, then Bobby's going to open up his pistol.
Is he still tied up?
He is. He's under-tied. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
who should we'll let Octavio shoot first.
No, you go. You guys have much higher decks than I do.
So, Julia, you are running back towards the camp.
That is correct.
Okay. Gene, what are you doing?
I'm going. I'm back up, Julia.
Okay. Wheels?
We're going to unload a Shapiro. He's not getting away with this.
All right.
He said, Sean, just a moment ago, he said Shapiro wouldn't have done this, right?
Right.
And then he said it's not Caduceus. You fools.
Okay. Right. Well, I have more information to impart once people get clustered together again.
Gotcha.
I'm following after Julia, though.
Two successes at six for 14 points total. 9 and a 5.
So he hits the ground, and you hear him start muttering to himself. Octavio, what are you doing?
I guess
enchanting.
take off after the others.
Okay. The doctor will follow you. Edwin, what's Coney doing? Corey.
Coney will definitely follow Julia and the crowd back to the people.
Okay. Chance?
Following Julia.
Running okay. Towards the thermonuclear explosion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bobby, you are by yourself, and as you stare and you see what you thought was Shapiro on the ground, he suddenly begins to transform. His body sort of expands and becomes more fluid. Parts of faces start to form onto the large mass, and you recognize that this is the same sort of formless creature that chased you in the jungle.
Oh, crap. Okay. I'm not sticking around any longer. I'm going to take off when I see that.
Okay. You take off, and it turns around and starts to chase after you.
Oh, crap.
Oh, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So, I think we'll stop there.
Jeez.
There certainly was a way in which this could have all been done in one session, but we will one way or other finish it next session.
Should
we
I?
We will never find that way.
No. Should
challenge
I,
accepted.
Should I roll sand before I go?
I think you saw it before and had to roll sand, so...
Oh, that's right.
Cool. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
And we'll start off next time with you all running in the woods and perhaps Octavio and the doctor explaining what it is that they know that you don't.
Okay.
Awesome. Right.
That was awesome.
Nice.
All right, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Take care, all.
Take care.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye, everybody.
Later, guys.